So now we're standing in the science laboratory, which is a little bit bigger than Ponting's dark room. Still a lot of chemicals on the shelf. I'm looking here at Bunsen burners, test tubes, including glass ones, metal ones. I'm looking at a pile of what looks like yellow chalk, but I understand it's sulfur. And there's just so much to take in. And again, we've just got a little light so that we can see everything. It reminds me that this is really the birthplace of science in Antarctica. Often we think about, particularly with Scott's expedition, that it was all about the race to the pole. But actually, these early expeditions, there were a number of serious scientists on the team, and they were down here taking, of course, the very first climate data readings, geology, biology, lots of different fields of science. And that's really what's reflected here in this laboratory. So many different things to be able to have a look at. Nick, what can you tell us about all these bottles of chemicals?
Yeah, there's probably about 30 or 40 bottles around the walls here on the shelves, different colours. You've got the clear ones, you've got brown ones, green, and there are a few purple ones as well. Some of them have liquids in them, some of them have powders, and some of them are just empty. There are a number of them that haven't actually been open, and they're fairly secure. Some of them have labels on, and we can actually identify what's in them from those labels. But a lot of them have actually lost their labels or just have the remains of them. We needed to identify what was in them before we could make any decisions about how we treated them, because obviously they can be a hazard to conservators or anyone handling them, or even to visitors coming into the hut. Some of them we were able to identify quite easily. Others, we actually went back to the original photographs that Pontin took of the scientists working in this area, and we were able to look at the labels which are on them and actually identify the contents from those themselves. Some of them we've had to remove, sadly, because they are very toxic. There were quite a few mercury compounds here. Some of them were potentially explosive. There were bottles of ether here which can deteriorate and cause explosive compounds.
It's just incredible. I think this is one of those spaces where, you know, there could be easily 350 or 400 artifacts in this very small space. And it just gives me really good pause to think about what an amazing job the conservators have actually done here. What's an artifact in this space that was really interesting to work on for you?
Over here in the corner is quite a tall piece of equipment. It's got a wheel on the side, which has a handle, and it's for rotating. We weren't quite sure what it was. And like many of the artifacts in here, when we first looked at them, we were unsure how they were used or what they were used for. And again, we went back to the first images that Pontin took of the scientists working in this area, carrying out tests for meteorology and other scientific studies. We actually managed to identify it as a piece of equipment that was used to create vacuums inside pieces of scientific kit.
I love that you're saying, actually, you guys didn't necessarily know what all of the equipment was that you were coming across, and you had to work out different ways to treat it. What sort of techniques did you end up pioneering to work down here in this incredibly harsh and extreme environment?
When I first came to the hut, I had no idea how we were going to treat some of these artifacts. There are a lot of conservation treatments that we use in museums, but nothing specifically for this environment. One of the biggest problems was how to coat metal artifacts, I think. We can remove the corrosion, we can treat the corrosion underneath, but we also apply coatings just to protect the metal then from moisture, which aggravates the corrosion. We've been able to develop new techniques for applying coatings, and we've done a lot of research into what particular chemicals we can use for putting coatings on surfaces that we can then remove in the future.